Hey, let's go. It's Thursday, April 29th. It's the NFL draft tonight. If you're one of those football freaks, you've probably had this circled on your calendar for quite some time. We started off by talking that and how Howie will screw it up once again. Some 12-year-old nerd is graduating from high school and college, but we behaved ourselves and laid off the wedgies and just pondered whether he'll get his diploma before puberty or not. We hit the phones today after having a little debate in studio as to what if the last thing you ordered online was a weapon? Who would win in a fight? We decided in studio. And then between the audience and us, Bon Jovi, he's doing cameos now. The Allman Brothers were in Song Stories today. Peter Frampton was on the phone today and told us all about his new instrumental album. Have a listen. It is The Daily Podcast.
So are you all prepared for tonight? Are you going to sit in front of a TV and watch, you know, guys who really know the answer waste 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
All right.
You're damn right I am.
You betting on it?
No. No. There's a lot of guys.
There is betting on the draft?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. There's betting that you were going to ask there's betting on the draft. There's a lot of guys that we can be really happy about at 12. There's a lot of guys that they can pick.
All right.
And I expect them to really F it up.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I do, too. I'll say that.
It's hard. It'll be hard. To be honest, it'll be hard for them to screw it up.
This is going to be virtual again this year. The players, at least. A lot of the players are at home. They're not there at the event.
I'm not sure about because for the first round, they invite the guys that are pretty much going to be picked in the first round. Every once in a while, there's a guy that slips and that's come back on day two. But are the players?
Where is the draft?
Yeah, anyway. Because I saw that.
Cleveland.
It's in Cleveland? Cleveland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I saw
Cleveland.
The Rock Hall?
No, I think they built like they did here. Yeah. Or in Philly,
okay.
Or whatever.
Their own space.
Out on the river.
No,
Goodell's vaccinated, so they were talking about, well, since he's got a second shot, bro hugs are back when the players come up on the stage.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know if there's going to be the players there or what.
Well, what they have done is to the players who aren't there,
okay.
All right, they have sent, this is what each player gets. If you're in the draft, you get two sizes of hats for every team in the NFL.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Pepsi products like Aquafina, Buble, and Gatorade, Frito-Lay snacks, Cheetos, Doritos, Lay's, Ruffles, Tostitos, a Bose communication headset so you can speak back to them.
Okay.
Although there are some rules also, and it has to do with other people who are in the shot. Because it seems that last year, Tua Tagovailoa, right? He was there, you know, had his hat on,
sure.
And his parents were both in Hulu T-shirts, right?
Oh, like Hulu.
Hulu.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
At least plug something personal.
Right.
Like your podcast or something.
No. You know somebody got money for wearing those T-shirts.
Yeah, probably.
Speaking of the draft, 35 years ago, the draft 35 years ago was on the 22nd.
Okay.
All right. So it was 35 years ago, and I'm bringing this up only because tonight's the first night of the draft, that Bo Jackson, do you know anything about Bo Jackson? Because that's 35 years ago, which is like 2 years before you were born.
I mean, other than seeing highlights of him and know how incredible he was at multiple sports.
Right. Well.
And a career cut short because of a degenerative hip.
Yep. You got that too. Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah. Unbelievable multi-sport star.
All right. Now, do you know that he refused to play during his first season of football?
Nope.
All right. Well, here's what happened. His senior football season, before the baseball season started, Tampa Bay flew him before the draft, flew him out to Tampa Bay to, you know, see the facility and meet the people and stuff like that, because they had first pick and they were going for him.
Sure.
And they told him that it was cleared with the NCAA, but it wasn't.
Oh.
All right. So as a result, he lost his eligibility and could only play an abbreviated baseball season, and made him so angry with the Buccaneers that he told them he would refuse to play for him if they drafted him.
Oh, wow.
They drafted him anyway, and he did not play.
I was going to say, he was a Buck?
Yeah,
I remember that.
He did not play. At that time, he literally turned his back on $7 million, which at that time was a hell of a lot of money.
Heck yeah, man.
All right. Played for the Kansas City Royals, but for only about 1/7 of the money. Made about $1 million with them. So there's a draft story for you to think about tonight. All you players who are sitting there with your two hats from every team.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
Speaking of the little ones, have you heard about this kid, a 12-year-old kid? He is graduating from high school.
I just saw that story.
Yeah. And from college.
And college.
Well, a two-year community college.
Okay.
All right. He's 12 years old, and literally he's getting his high school diploma and his associate's degree basically on about the same day. All right. He'll graduate from Concord Academy, which is his high school. All right. And the college he went to is Rowan Cabarrus Community College. A lot of Nobel laureates go there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now,
well, apparently.
What does a 12-year-old do with a high school and college degree? Does he go into the workforce?
No. He
waits for puberty.
That's what's going to happen to this kid. I was thinking about that.
Has his voice dropped yet?
His name is Mike Wimmer. He lives in Salisbury, North Carolina. He's 12 years old. He has two degrees. Obviously, all he does is sit at home and read books.
Sure.
And it will all get destroyed when he discovers sex. As soon as sex comes into his life, all of a sudden it's going to be, I don't know if I want to do this anymore, right? But, you know, I feel bad for kids like this because they are so dysfunctional in the real world. I mean, it's like he doesn't have the maturity of somebody who should have graduated high school or, you know, finished 2 years of college.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so basically, he gets beat up a lot.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
I've got a question for you. I was thinking about this last night because I live in the House of Cardboard because without fail, the day does not pass. There aren't a half a dozen boxes outside of my front door. Right? So I wanted to think about the last thing you ordered online. All right, the very last, and I'm opening this up to everybody.
Okay.
All right, number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Right, what was the last thing that you ordered online, and I want you to use it as a weapon?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Perfect.
All right, so last thing I ordered was outdoor solar lights.
Okay.
All right, solar spotlights.
Come with spikes.
Spikes on them, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you can barely get that into the ground, though.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe with your weakling strength, but of course, with my massive weight, I could push anything down into the ground. What'd you do?
I hate this topic now because I ordered paper towels last. Paper towels.
You're dead.
No, wrong. I will ball them up into a tightly wound ball and shove them in your windpipe.
No.
Stuff it down your throat.
You won't be able to find my windpipe. Right. You won't be able to stuff it down my throat because I would have poked your eyes out a la Oedipus with the spikes.
Give me a reference I understand.
with the spikes on the ends of my lights.
I'm very agile, John.
All right.
I'll run circles around you.
Jam it down your throat. There's no way.
BT kill. I'll even have a nickname, ball throat killer.
No way that you will do it.
Steve, what do you got?
Well, I am redoing my basement.
Right.
And I just had to purchase a drywall saw.
Oh crap.
Thank God that I got that a couple days ago because the day before I had purchased a bunch of plastic access panels. I'm going to fan you to death. No, I had to pick up. So I've got like a probably 6-7 inch blade, a jagged blade. Yes.
I'm not sure if the spikes beat the blade.
I don't think so, John.
No. Well, yeah, it's metal.
You can barely get them into the ground.
All right. John will blind you with the light from the saw. Oh, never mind.
So we'll play top that.
All right,
okay?
Cool.
All right. Yeah. So right now, the thing to beat is your drywall saw, we'll call it that. 215-263-WMGK. Let's see who's got the last item standing. Right. What was the last thing you purchased online? And that has got to be your weapon.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Villanova's College of Professional Studies. Pursue the next you. When Dwayne Allman lost his life in a motorcycle accident, they were in the middle of recording Eat a Peach. So you can only imagine how hard that task was to finish that album. Greg Allman, who is now buried alongside Dwayne, told this story about Ain't Wasting Time No More and how it fit in that troubled time.
I wrote that after my brother's death because we were three sides into Eat a Peach when he had his accident, and we had to go back in the studio and finish it. It's about, you never know how much you lean on somebody till they die. It was just a song about picking yourself back up. And I wrote that, and then we put Melissa on, and then Dickie wrote Liberius in A minor. It was pretty tough. I think I weighed out about 137 pounds.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
There's a story this morning about John Bon Jovi and Cameo. John is going to start doing Cameo videos only for a short period of time for Mother's Day. All right. So if you want, if your mom's a Bon Jovi fan, right, and you want to, maybe she's still wearing, you know, what do you call it? Acid wash jeans and still has big poofy hair, right? Maybe she would like a message from John Bon Jovi for Mother's Day.
What's it going to cost you?
$500.
Nope.
All right. But it all goes to charity. Right,
you know, charity.
Well, but the John's probably foundation, and
it's a weird name for a foundation, but all right,
the Bon Jovi Foundation. But then he builds houses, he helps, you know, he feeds the hungry, he does a lot of great stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or if you want, for the mere price of $10, any one of us here on the show, we've got a Cameo account also, and all of our money goes to the VMC, the Veterans Multi Service Center. So if you want a message from your mom, from me, from Dave, from Steve, or even from Taylor, right, we could arrange that for you, and it only costs you $10, and all the money goes to the vets.
I'll wear a Bon Jovi wig if you want.
Okay, how about that? All right. I think we still have a wig somewhere around here.
Oh, dear.
Don't you remember that redhead wig we had?
What was that from? Gag on Debbie or something?
No. I think it was...
Hannah Montana?
I think it was Carrot Top Day. I don't know. Not sure.
You need a muscle suit for that, too.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Mamma mia!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
He's on the phone right now. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us at this time, the one and only Frampa himself, Peter Frampton.
Hello, John. How are you?
I am fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Before we get into the album, how's life? How are you? How's your health?
Everything's good for me. I'm making my second trip up to New York to spend a week with my daughter and her husband and my grandpa, my grandbaby Elle. I'm doing really well. My muscle disease is progressing. It is getting a little harder all round, but you know me, I'm very positive about the future. We're either going to find a drug very soon or something to help this, because right now there isn't. So that's why we have the Peter Frampton Research Fund at Johns Hopkins. Please donate, because there's a lot of people that are hoping that I, with my poster boy for IBM now, are going to be able to. We've raised a lot of money already, and we want the cure, obviously. Well, that's what we're looking for.
The variety of songs on Frampton Forgets the Words is amazing. I guess most people, if they were approaching it, would have thought it would have just gone hardcore rock, but it's not. I mean, you've got Sly and the Family Stone in there. You got Marvin Gaye in there. You got Stevie Wonder in there. Plus, you got Radiohead, Lenny Kravitz. There's some Bowie, Alison Krauss. Of course, Roxy Music's Avalon. It sounds as good, if not better, than the original. How did you come about with this list, and you know, why did you go where you went?
What I did was the same as the blues record. Just said to the guys in the band, you know, let's make some lists of songs we think might be good for a tribute to the original record.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to be a high on our list. So then I put them all in a playlist and sat down with my guitar and played through to about, I don't know, 40 or 50 different tracks. And these are the ones that I felt the most comfortable with, that I could do the best job on. So that was it, really.
What I find funny is you're doing George Harrison's Isn't It a Pity, which isn't that the only song on All Things Must Pass that you didn't appear on?
Pretty much, yeah. I have to set the stage in as much as the day I nervously arrived at Abbey Road Studios and was shown into the control room where, you know, George was and Klaus Voormann and, you know, Ringo and all these. And I've met these people before, but this is only just recently at this point. And George plays one of the tracks they've already laid down, and that's what it was. It just floored me. And it's quite possible, actually, that I did overdub with George acoustics on that number, because as well as laying down the tracks, which I did about five or six, I think, on the basic tracks with everybody else, and then he invited me back to do some acoustic just with him. So it was two acoustics, and Phil Spector on the other side of the glass. And they just kept on putting up more tracks. And George would say, do you know this one? You know, and so he'd blame me the chords. And I go, yeah, I'm a quick study. Okay. So I don't know exactly how many I've played on. Sitting next to George, looking at Phil Spector, the mind kind of goes blank a little.
Now, do you have a favorite of all of these?
I do have a favorite, and it's none of the ones we've talked about.
Okay.
don't get me wrong. I just think it needs more love. And it's Dreamland, which is a track written, half co-written with Jaco Pastorius, the great, great bass player we've lost, unfortunately. And I just have been a huge fan of his forever. And even though the guy could play a million notes a second on the bass, his choice of notes when he would play a melody, something slower, something more passionate, is to behold. I just said a couple of years ago to Rob Arthur, my keyboard player, I said, you know what, I want to learn this song. I love it so much. Let's just go to my studio and learn it. So we put a click track down, and just keyboards and guitar, and we put it down. We have a phenomenal team of people working on all these recent albums, and I'm so pleased that we got this together.
Well, Peter Frampton's new album, Frampton Forgets the Words, is available now. There's great videos on YouTube. Peter, it is always a pleasure. Good luck with this, and hopefully I will see you sometime in the future.
Y'all come down, you hear?
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Kiss is going to have a documentary, a two-part documentary on A&E in the end of June. I think it's the 27th, 20th, or 28th, 29th. Hang on, I'll check that. Let me get you those dates, because I know you want to plan your future.
Yes, I have to.
27 and 28 are called Kistery, and it's the history of Kiss, and it starts at Wicked Lester and works forward.
Oh, cool, okay.
So it should be a really interesting, not like Gene Kidd tell a story.
That's right? Actually, it's just Gene telling one story. It takes 2 days.
66 degrees outside right now. Cloudy with off and on showers. The high temperature, about 80 degrees. We've got a keyword out there, and the word is one, as in the number one, O-N-E. All right, and that is what you should be texting into 45911, or if you want, you could use the MGK mobile app or go to WNGK.com. You still got about 5 minutes to get that done. But we started talking about this morning. We do this thing every once in a while called Top That, and in it, it's, you know, one thing against the other. And I said that I had bought some solar lights, some outside solar lights with little spikes on the end of them.
Sure.
I said, now, if you were going to take the last thing you purchased, right, and it had to use it as a weapon, what would it be? And I asked Dave what he got, and he got
paper towels.
Yeah. So there was no way in a fight.
Not ironically, not the brawniest of weapons.
Right. Ironically, yeah. Not the brawniest. Yeah. Right. I can't believe you didn't understand my Oedipus, right? You know, reference.
I didn't.
You didn't. You didn't read your Greek tragedies,
no.
Did
no,
you?
God, sorry. I had two semesters of Latin, and I
Oedipus, when he finds out he's been sleeping with his mother, right, pokes his eyes out. out.
With paper towels.
With paper towels. All right.
I can relate
to that.
But
then Steve comes through with his drywall saw.
Yeah, drywall saw. I'm in the basement.
All right. So like, there's no way his steel saw is, and my plastic, you know, pokers weren't going to, you know, have anything stand, you know, up against them. So we decided, let's open it up to everybody. And a whole bunch of people, we lined them all up. They're all sitting on the phone right now. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We've got Butch up first. Good morning, Butch. How you doing?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I am making it through. Okay, what was the last thing you purchased online?
It was a bicycle spoke wrench.
A bicycle spoke wrench. What, that little thing that you put, like, down near the wheel to tighten up the spokes?
Well, this is the size of a gold doubloon. See, I had already bought a slingshot when I was outside the city limits.
No. We'll talk about the last thing.
Is he allowed to use his slingshot to launch
No. Okay. It has to be the item that you purchased.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't think you probably throw them hard enough, so you're up.
You have been bested by the drywall saw. All right. Over to Mike. Mike, last thing you bought online is a weapon now. What is it?
Pencils.
Pencils?
Hmm.
I needed a pencil on Saturday. I didn't have one. I ended up ordering 450 pencils.
Well, yeah. Well, he might get you on weight.
Oh, my God.
If he sharpens them all, he can just bing, 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 bing.
Mike, are they regular, like, number two pencils, or are they the little mechanical ones?
They're number two Dixon Ticonderoga.
Oh, fine pencil, my man. I am a big fan of the number two Dixon Ticonderoga.
It's still lead versus steel.
I would just stab the crap out of somebody.
Yeah. But he'd slice your arm off with his saw. I'm sorry, his saw is still winning. That takes us to Sean. Sean, what do you got? Right now, we're trying to beat Steve's drywall saw. What do you have?
Shocks and springs for my car.
Shocks and springs for his car. You know what?
Shock
absorber to the side of the head. If he's just swinging that around,
that's good. Right. One.
You know? Or I could shoot the shock with the spring.
I don't know. You still got to lift it up in the air.
Yeah.
And get it to Steve.
And there's no way that you are physically pulling that spring down.
Get your shock and awe campaign out of here.
You know, so
I don't know the weight of them, so I don't really know if
it's... they're pretty heavy.
It's steel.
That's the
thing. And they're easily 3 feet long.
It's so heavy. I mean, you'd have to actually throw it at Steve, be accurate, which I don't see happening. Steve's still not that
bad. Why can't he just come and club him?
He could.
Just club him to
Steve's
the side of the head.
Steve's
going to
be ready. If you're in a fight, you're going to know it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, you'll get springed.
You know what? Just for that, you're right. Yeah.
Get sprung.
You'll get springed. You know what? Keep Sean on hold.
All right.
We'll circle back.
All right,
to Sean.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see if anybody beats Sean. Kathy. All right. Hi. What do you got? What was the last thing you purchased? You have to use it as a weapon. Go.
I would say camouflage shorts.
Camouflage shorts. Well, whether it's the shock absorber or your saw.
Right.
There's no way that she stands a chance with camo shorts.
I don't know. I'd have to find her first, John.
You could still see her torso. You'd get her.
Raphael.
Yes.
Last thing you ordered online, all right, use it as a weapon.
Well, first, I ordered a case of wine.
Oh.
So I would pour them a glass of wine and say, why can't we be friends?
And it
What's
would work.
What's going on here? And if it doesn't work, then break the bottle and go with that.
Be honest with you.
Dude, this is good.
Raphael might get me, because I will gladly sit down and have a glass of wine with him.
He's easily plied.
I got to tell you, Raphael's going to get you, and I think he's going to get Sean. If Sean doesn't sit down for wine. All right, hang on. Let's patch Sean in here. Sean.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're there with your shock absorbers. I've got Raphael over here who's got a case of wine. If he offers you wine, would you not attack him?
I'm 7 years sober, so I don't drink. So
there you go. Oh, Sean, you're a dead man. Oh, you just got a shock absorber to the head.
Oh. Well, I'll have the wine at least to give to my family as a memory. There you go.
Someone is saying that, hey, John Wick killed three men with a pencil.
Oh, that was it. I had it in my head. I couldn't find the reference in time.
Okay. Yeah. But here's the thing, right? That was John Wick.
Correct.
Only, yeah. only John Wick could do that.
Exactly.
All right? It's not like Steve was going to be able to do it.
He killed one of our
guy on the phone.
He killed one of our Sixers with a book.
that's oh, that's true. Right. Boban.
That's right.
Yep. can never remember his name. Boban.
Wow, that was an incredible scene.
Right through the mouth.
Right through the mouth. The book to the mouth.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DiBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.